the difference between the hornet and the wasp?
Well, there's a difference in the way they look.
In the sting?
In the sting, too. A hornet, when they sting you, they have an effect like you're getting hit or something, and a wasp just hurts and makes you swell up.
How about their nest?
Well, they're built different. A wasp has a small nest with a lot of compartments, and a hornet is a pretty big nest.
Did they build them in different places?
Yeah, wasps build their nest a lot of times in buildings, and hornets usually build theirs out on trees, on limbs.
Is there a special kind of wasp around here that would use a lot of mud?
They call it a dirt dauber. A dirt dauber, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the red wasp. Mm-hmm. He's the boy that hurts you.
I don't think I ever got stung by more than a bee. Guess I've been lucky.
Well, my wife gets stung by a red wasp, and it really sets up a poison.
Mm.
She has a lot of trouble. She has to be careful.
When we were talking about bait a while ago, you mentioned the real small fish.
The minnows, they are also used.
Ever fall down anything else?
Well, no, that's usually what they're called.
Okay. If you went away on vacation, something like that, and came back after a week or so, you might find in the corners of the room
spider webs or cobweb.
would you say spider web?
Well, no, I think it would be generally termed cobweb, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Where would you say spider web? Would that just be out of doors?
Well, mostly out of doors, but sometimes they're sometimes they're out on porches and things and spin their web.
About this little, well, it's not so little, this animal has a shell and pulls feet and heads in.
Terrapin.
Mm-hmm. Now, what if it's in the water?
It becomes a turtle or a mud turtle. I mean there is a...
What are some of the different kinds of turtles?
Soft shell and hard shell is a general term around here.
Do we have a name for terrapin?
Is that the porpoise or something?
Mm-hmm. You generally say terrapin, right?
Uh-huh, that's a...
Yeah, I should have asked you this one before your daughter went to bed. I'd like to hear how you, maybe you don't do it, but if you know the reason we do it, show me how they call different kinds of animals, like calling the cows in from pasture.
Oh, you mean you want the sounds?
Yeah.
Well, if I call them cows, I said, sook, 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 swook.
And how about...
I was calling hogs, I'd say, piggy, 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 whoopee.
Uh-huh. How about calves?